We open our morning worship on this new year by turning in our prayer books to page 39. Master of the universe, great and holy God, thy wisdom ruleth the world. Thou dost abide forever. Thou girdest the feeble with strength and givest courage to the faint of heart. In thy hand are our lives and our destinies. Thy fatherly love sustains and shields us. Blessings without number thou borrowest upon us. We thank thee for the life which thou hast given us, and for the manifold bounties with which thou hast favored us during the past year. And now, at the beginning of the new year, we beseech thee to grant us life and sustenance, contentment and peace. The soul which thou, O God, hast given unto me came pure from thee. Thou hast created it, thou hast formed it, thou hast breathed it into me. Thou hast preserved it in this body, and at the appointed time thou wilt take it from this earth, that it may enter upon life everlasting. While the breath of life is within me, I will worship thee, sovereign of the world and Lord of all souls. Praise be thou, O God, in whose hands are the souls of all the living and the spirits of all flesh. Lord of all worlds, not in reliance upon our own merit do we lay our supplications before thee, but trusting in thine infinite mercy alone. For what are we, what is our life, what our goodness, what our power? What can we say in thy presence? Are not all the mighty men as naught before thee, and those of great renown as though they had never been? The wisest as if without knowledge, and men of understanding as if without discernment. Many of our works are vain, and our days pass away like a shadow. Our life would be altogether vanity, were it not for the soul which, fashioned in thine own image, gives us assurance of our higher destiny and imparts to our fleeting days an abiding worth. Help us, O God, to banish from our hearts all vainglory, pride of worldly possessions, and self-sufficient leaning upon our own reason. Fill us with the spirit of meekness and the grace of modesty, that we may grow in wisdom and in reverence. May we never forget that all we have and prize is but lent to us, a trust for which we must render account unto thee. Our Heavenly Father, put into our hearts the love and awe of thee, that we may consecrate our lives to thy service and glorify thy name in the eyes of all men. We pray together, Almighty and merciful God, thou hast called our fathers to thy service, and has opened their eyes to behold the wondrous work, and to proclaim thy law unto all the nations. Thou art the same today, even as thou wast at the beginning. Thou art our God in this life, and thou art our hope and refuge in the life to come. Creator of heaven and earth, of the sea and all that is therein, thine alone is the power in the heaven above and on the earth below. And none can say unto thee, what doest thou? Our Heavenly Father, help us that by our lives we may sanctify thy name before men, and testify of thee and thy holy law. Praise be thou, O Lord, who hast revealed to us thy law of truth. Every living soul shall praise thee. The spirit of all flesh shall glorify thy name. Thou art God from everlasting to everlasting, and besides thee there is no redeemer nor savior. Thou art the first and the last, the Lord of all generations. Thou rulest the world in kindness, and all thy creatures in mercy. Thou art our guardian who sleepeth not and slumbereth not. To thee alone we give thanks. Yet though our lips should overflow with song, and our tongues with joyous praise, we should still be unable to thank thee even for a thousandth part of the bounties which thou hast bestowed upon our fathers and upon us. Thou hast been our protector and our savior in every trial and peril. Thy mercy has watched over us, and thy loving kindness has never failed us. Praised be thy holy name. Thou hast made thine eternal law our portion, and hast given us a goodly heritage. Open our eyes to the beauty of thy truth, and help us so to exemplify it in our lives, that we may win all men for thy law of righteousness. Gather all thy children around thy banner of truth, that thy name may be hallowed through us in all the world, and the entire human family may be blessed with truth and peace. Amen. Baruch Hu es Adonai HaMevorach, praise the Lord to whom all praise is due. Baruch Adonai HaMevorach Le'olam Vo'ed, praise be the Lord to whom all praise is due forever and ever.